and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people. Are we keeping you awake over there?
I'm sorry. Okay, I just had a yawn. Okay, go ahead.
Just like you, whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Jean Marie.
And Ron will not be with us today. Collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we are talking about something that we've been hearing a lot about on the news recently, Hansen's disease.
Is that based on like the music group? I haven't heard a lot about Hansen's disease.
Actually, I was wondering if it had to do with the...
I don't even know if that was the music group. Was it Hansen's?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Oombop, yep.
Don't know about that one.
We've got a sore going. Okay, sorry.
All right.
And this is how we get sued.
As you may have heard, it called by a more antiquated term, leprosy.
Ah. Oh, okay. I have heard about an upswing in leprosy cases in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have to say, well, what is leprosy?
That's what you want to say. Well, Jean, I'm glad you asked.
Okay. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, leprosy, also known as Hansen's disease, is the disease caused by a bacterial infection, and it's slow-growing, rod-shaped bacterium, mycobacterium, leprae, or microbacterium lepromatosis, are the most common infection agents causing Hansen's disease.
Okay, and in 1873, a Norwegian physician, Gerhard Henrik Amauer Hansen, who believed that leprosy was not linked to bad air, as was the common belief at that time, he's the one that's being credited with
acknowledging that this is a disease?
That this is a disease, even though he didn't actually identify the bacteria, but he did try to expose his unknowing patients to it.
Okay. Well, historically, the term leprosy referred to any number of medical conditions, including skin burns, warts, skin cysts, eczema, bacteria or fungal infections, scabies, and...
really anything you could see.
Anything on your skin.
Yeah.
Before microscopes, germ theory, antibiotics, and other advancements in science and medicine, individuals living with such visible skin conditions were often forced to live in what was called leper colonies, which often lacked any medical care or support. To help fight the stigma associated with this often misunderstood and treatable condition, the condition should be referred to as Hansen's disease. That takes away the stigma of leprosy, right?
Right, right. Because when you hear leprosy, people, I think it instills fear in people.
Because they used to shuttle you away in a commune and leave you alone.
Right, and not provide you any medicine or food or
that was terrible.
Anything else,
It is hoped that individuals will more likely to seek out health care if they know that it's treatable and it's caused by a bacterial infection.
Right. Hansen's disease causes skin lesions and nerve damage, which may lead to untreated individuals accidentally injuring the areas that are numb. And, you know, you might burn or cut yourself. And then that might result in infections that ends up causing more extensive tissue damage and possibly disability. It can also cause issues with your vision, so then you can't see or feel something, and you can cause damage or harm to yourself. Hansen's disease can also affect, as I said, the eyes, the respiratory tract, and can cause muscle weakness.
Wow, I didn't know that. So it could be internal?
Well, it's bacteria that's inside your body.
No, I know, but I thought it only affected the dermis.
Okay. Yeah, no, it can affect... Well, because I picture an Ariana Franklin book where she visits a leper colony and the people are blind and can't feel, so they can't, you know, get water for themselves or food for themselves, and they're left alone on this island that they can't leave. And so it's just like there are horrifying historical accounts of...
Is that still happening?
There are countries that still have leper colonies.
Wow. Well, the treatment for Hansen's disease is typically based on the extent of the infection.
Right, and actually I should say there was still a leper colony in Hawaii and it was going to be closed once the last few people who resided there passed away.
The treatment for Hansen's disease is typically based on the extent of the infection. Mm-hmm. And it goes by 6 different levels. The first one is indeterminate. The second one is tuberculoid. The third one is borderline tuberculoid. The fourth one is mid-borderline. The fifth one is borderline lepromatosis. Lepromatosis. Anyway, and the last one was lepromatosis, not borderline. Mm-hmm. Those individuals with 5 or less macules or a negative skin smear are said to have, now this is another.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There are like a million names, but tuberculoid is also known as
bacillary.
Because it's a...
I think people listen to this just to see how badly we can screw up names.
We are going to mangle these names, yes.
Bacillary. It's kind of like celery.
Well, it's a bacilli, which is like a rod-shaped lozenge-shaped.
Those individuals with a more extensive infection, known as multibacillary or leptomatosis leprosy, are considered more infectious, and the bacteria are more widespread and affects the body's Schwann cells.
Right, so if you have a very low bacteria load, you're going to be in that tuberculoid leprosy category, and you have 5 or fewer numb spots that usually are lighter in pigmentation. And if you have more than 5 spots and a skin smear test is positive for the bacteria, then you're going to be considered this multibacillary or leptomatosis leprosy. And it's just about how we're going to treat the infection. And according to the Health Resources and Services Administration, which I didn't even know was a thing, Hansen's disease is extremely rare in the U.S., around 200 cases, new cases annually. So you're more likely to get hit by lightning. The bacteria is typically spread from person to person through prolonged contact via respiratory droplets. So it's not, you're exposed in a day. Okay. The bacteria is typically spread from person to person through prolonged long-term contact, and it's through respiratory droplets. So if you're wearing a mask,
you're okay.
You're less likely to be exposed. And it can take years for an infected person to develop symptoms.
Oh.
Those who have been in close contact over a long period of time with someone who has been diagnosed with Hansen's disease should be checked for symptoms over the course of the next 5 to 20 years.
Hmm. Okay.
Because it's such a slow-growing bacteria.
Yeah.
That you might not have symptoms for 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Hansen's disease can be cured with early treatment. So what is early treatment? Before the symptoms come out?
No, you could have symptoms and be treated. They're saying it can be cured, as in before you've cut or burned yourself and gotten infections in your hands or your nose or other extremities because you didn't feel it.
Yeah.
So you can be completely cured if you get early treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still be treated later on as well.
But early detection is key.
Yes.
Individuals who have completed their first month of treatment are no longer contagious. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
And also we should note that most people, 95%, have a natural immunity to the bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's very hard to get.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And the World Health Organization provided free treatment and cured 16 million cases in 1 year, which is astonishing.
How many?
16 million cases.
But 95% have a natural immunity, mm-hmm. So 5% of the remaining population.
Well, it's 95% of people who are exposed, the bacteria will not develop to show signs and symptoms.
Okay.
So, but this is not new cases. This is existing cases.
Okay. All right.
And it seems like the biggest misconception about leprosy is that it spread, you know, it used to be thought to spread quickly, that it was a life ending, once you had leprosy, that was it, and that it wasn't, there were no treatments.
Right. And those are absolutely misconceptions.
Right.
Because now we know it's easily treated, very difficult to contract, and it isn't as scary as people make it out to be.
Right. And as we said before, early diagnosis is key. So if you have any questionable skin issues, let your healthcare provider know about it. And if you've been exposed to the bacteria, and this could be in areas where the bacteria is known to be, where is endemic, where you can be exposed to it in different ways, like it could be in the soil, you should know that it can take months to years for the bacteria, enough bacteria to develop that you, to the point where you start to have symptoms.
Wow. So that little spot on Ron's leg the other day.
It was a dark spot though, right?
Right.
These are paler spots typically.
Okay, okay.
But was it a numb spot? And so,
don't know. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll have to ask him. But I think basically what we're saying is if something is different than it was before, you know, if you all of a sudden have a, you know, some sort of a skin condition, you're having issues with your vision, or you're having any breathing difficulties, go and talk to your healthcare provider.
Mm-hmm.
And go and have routine annual, I guess not everybody has to have an annual, but if you have annual exams, your doctor can monitor things and see how they change over time. I think the problem is that people put it off. People ignore the symptoms. They think, well, it'll go away. And especially men, no offense, Dominic, they will try to just like ignore it. And going in early is great. And we have seen there's an uptick in Central Florida. So
is that because of the humidity and the heat? I mean, is this something that lives better in high heat and high humidity?
It does thrive more in tropical areas. So actually the highest incidence of, or the greatest population with currently living with infections or leprosy or diagnosed with leprosy is India.
Okay.
Then Brazil.
Okay.
Then Indonesia. So it is in tropical and subtropical environments. You're more likely to hear about it from those areas. But they are hoping that
Is there a vaccine?
Okay, so I did research on vaccines, and it says that there is a vaccine, and they've been doing work on a vaccine. The earliest record I found in the Journal for the American Medical Association was from 1971. And it just seems like it never really went anywhere. But they actually said that if you get, there are other vaccines that are typically given to people that can help reduce your chances of developing Hansen's disease.
Okay, and then you said that 95% of people are not going to get it anyway.
Well, they will.
Do they know why those 95% are immune?
It's a natural immunity.
Okay.
And that's why areas where there was no natural immunity, like in islands of like Hawaii, and people were exposed and then more likely to have it spread. But like in areas in people with European descent who historically were, you know, their generations back were exposed, they might have a natural immunity developed, you know, from that time period. And it's thought like we'll go to that. But if you see or feel that something's off, you know, go and get help, because as it spreads to the Schwann cells, it's throughout your entire system at that point, and not just in your peripheral nerves. When it's in your peripheral nerves, you know, you don't feel something, and so like you might bump your hand into a wall, and then you know that might get infected, and you don't even notice that, and then the next thing you know that
you're gangrene.
Yeah. And because you think of people who have historically have had leprosy as not having you know,
limbs?
Amputations.
Yeah.
And not having a nose. And that's because, you know, the peripheral nerves are affected. And if we would have known, you know, back then that you don't need to be afraid of anything, that, you know, just because someone has a, you know, discoloration on their skin or another skin issue or abnormality, not abnormal, I hate to say normal for anything, but it doesn't mean it's contagious.
Okay.
And leprosy is not very contagious, and it is easily treatable. It's just I think we have that ingrained sense of thought that it is a horrific thing that everyone's going to catch, and yeah,
probably got that bias from religious training.
Okay, we won't go into that either.
All right. Well. Mm-hmm.
I think that wraps it up.
Yes.
But if you have any other questions, feel free to check out information on
our website.
World Health Organization.
I'll have links.
Okay. And please remember that this podcast is not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment before undergoing a new or taking on a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delaying in seeking it because of something you've heard of this podcast.
And if you have any questions or comments related to today's show, please contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com. And you can also find us on our website, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
And I missed the page that it had that on it, so I think I did that okay.
That's okay. You did good.
Okay. Thank you.
Till next week.